Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about how you decide which land parcels to buy and which ones not to buy. Jill, great show. Before we start, I'm sure that you have some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
I can actually say that I now know what you were probably like, Jack, at the age of, let's just say, 8 on Christmas morning, because you are walking around like it's Christmas.
I know.
Still, with your new toy and your new hobby and all of that. And I don't mean it in a bad way.
I'm just saying.
I'm just happy thinking about it. You have a hobby. And it's funny because like a kid at Christmas, you know, you get this thing and you can't put it down. You carry it around and sleep with it.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, you're carrying this thing around and sleeping with it. You know that? I think I woke up with your helmet in bed with you.
I just bought a motorcycle recently. I mean, I've been riding my whole life, but when the kids are little, I just gave it up for safety reasons and the whole thing. The kids are a little bit older now. I don't drive like a maniac anymore most of the time, but I got a smoking deal on this thing. I'm just having a blast.
I know you are.
It just goes to show, like, you have a ton of money and limitless when time and all that. It's just like the simplest stuff. You just revert back to simple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks for noticing. I mean, we're all really kids inside, mm-hmm. I think, don't you?
Yeah,
I know you are.
Do you know what? I'm not kidding. Seriously, it's the funniest thing. I don't recall the last time I saw someone on a motorcycle going down the road with a grin on their face as big as yours, because that is how you look.
I just, you know what it is? Driving to work in the morning, just, it's not even far. It's like 4 miles from where we live, but it just changes the whole thing. I put a cup holder in there a couple days ago, and now I'm just even better. I'm about to put a stereo in there.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy about it.
You're beaming. You know, it's like a bride on wedding day. Well, that's the right example because they don't always do that, but you're beaming.
You take something that's not fun, like a commute, and all of a sudden you make it fun in every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, thank you for noticing.
You're welcome.
What's do you have something in your life that like it's like that right now? I know what it is.
I don't know.
I know exactly what it is.
Getting an assistant.
It has to do with Catalina Avenue.
Oh, yes. And we'll leave it at that.
Jill and I got a place in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Pretty well. It's going to end up being back and forth, but eventually permanently. And she's always wanted to move back there. It's kind of something she's just had to get back to in her life. Talk about a smile on your face permanently.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me happy that you're happy. That's mm-hmm. the thing. Like a little kid.
Thank you.
That's good. Thanks for bringing that up. It's all positive.
It is.
Let's take a question that's posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community. I just lost my space. I lost my place.
That's okay. All right. This family wrote in. The Watson family said, I love it. That's their tag.
That's their username.
Exactly. This is hilarious. Working with a seller that's requesting 2 1-ounce gold eagles instead of a cashier's check for $3,000. That's his payment for buying a property. The seller wants to receive the gold coins at the time of the signing with the mobile notary. I have located a replica mobile notary in the seller's area. One thought was to have the package sent to the notary from a bullion dealer with the 2 coins that the notary would hand to the seller after the deed was signed and notarized. Does anyone have any experience exchanging property for precious metals? Heck yeah.
That's why I put this in here.
Heck yeah. You want to answer that, Jack?
Yeah. So I have, it should happen. Here's the answer, though, first. It should happen exactly how you would do it with a deed and a cashier's check and make sure that you trust the notary. The normal way to close a transaction very quickly is you send a notary out with a cashier's check and you send the notary along with all the documents that you generate. they show up at the person's door or nearby Starbucks or McDonald's or something. They sign the thing, the notary stamps it and notarizes it, and then the notary hands over the cashier's check. Well, in this case, they're going to, you know, vice versa, they're going to hand over gold, and hopefully the notary will send it back. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trust hopefully. In the way that we do these deals.
Well, me I mean, too. I'm not, a lot I of trust. Had an issue. Yeah.
Right, either have I. So, and that's that. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even, it's an awesome question. It's fun to talk about on the air. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jill and I have received all kinds of precious metals in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's not the strangest thing that we've received. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are requested of us that we receive, like pickup truck X, and we say no. But gold and silver, there's a 100-ounce silver bar on our kitchen table right now as a centerpiece.
As a payment
as
for
a
something,
payment
yeah.
for some stuff. So, yeah. I mean, I think it's a great idea, and I don't discourage it. I even looked into one time cutting a deal with a local dealer where somebody sends in. I guess what I'm saying is it's possible, but it kind of muckies up the thing. We're all here to make money, and if you're selling 100 properties a year and you want to do a couple of them for bullion or something, that's great. But don't make a habit out of it.
Mm-hmm. You know? You could get sidetracked a little bit. You're spending a lot of time now doing this.
Not to mention tax things and all kinds of stuff, so. Mm-hmm. It's a fun story to talk about, though, isn't it?
It is. I like it.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, how to decide which land parcels to buy and not buy. This is the meat of the show.
Having a criteria. I'm trying to think.
Oh, that's it.
Is that okay?
We can end the show right
okay.
now if you want.
That's really it. Start, at least when you're new, I mean, you're spending a lot of time learning and researching and whatever, a certain area and a certain size parcel in a certain county. So you have it in your head when you send out your first mailer, you know, what your target price range is and all that good stuff. And stick to your criteria. You know, people are going to start calling you, hey, do you want this? I guess I still get it all the time. It's the funniest thing. People sending me, I mean, homes that are like done, remodeled, and staged. I'm like, that's nice. Yeah. Thank you. That's not at all what I'm buying right now. So, and I stick to it. I say, thank you very
courses,
much. And no, thank you.
Golf courses, mm-hmm. airports, all kinds of stuff for sale. Marina, I got a marina in like a month ago.
I remember the golf course. That was funny.
So, and my answer is politely, again, in the back of my head, I'm like, well, this might be the greatest deal there ever was, but you know what? I'm not going to buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to look at it. I'm not going to waste the time. Mm-hmm. So it's now it's appropriate for us to revisit the 4A's, because when I get a property in, the only way we buy property at all is through the mail. So when we send mail out, it comes back the second that, and we have people now that do it, but if it gets to me for whatever reason, you know, if it's 150 properties or something, the first thing I do is run the 4A test, and it's plastered all over our education programs. So now's an appropriate time to revisit it. Access, first thing I look for. Mm-hmm. On Google Earth, by the way. Attributes, hey, is it close to something? Is it just smack out in the middle of nowhere, or is it at mountain views? Is it close to some quaint small town? Is it in Big Bear? Because we do buy property there right now all the time. So there's, you know, access, attributes, acreage, bigger is better almost always. And then finally, affordability. Is it priced right? Well, the way we send offers out, it's almost always priced right. Mm-hmm. Believe me, if Jill is involved, it's priced right.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
So get that and just practice it, and make it a habit. You know, the more you do it, and just learn to say no. I get a lot of scheduled calls for the consulting that I do. For people saying, hey, Jack, should I do this deal? Should I do it? And the first thing I say is, what's your acquisition criteria? And they say, what? What do you mean acquisition criteria? Well, that's why we're doing this show. You got to have one.
Your acquisition.
Otherwise, you'll never buy anything.
Yeah, your acquisition criteria cannot be any good deal that comes my way.
That's what ends up happening.
No,
and you know what? When I was new,
your acquisition
when I was
criteria.
New, that was my acquisition criteria, and then nothing gets purchased or sold.
That's it. You get bogged down in researching stuff that has nothing to do with your criteria, and then, yeah, like you just said, Jack, you're right. Nothing gets bought. Nothing's purchased.
It's funny that we mentioned that, because this is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus deal experience. Please have an acquisition criteria. I'm begging you. It matters so much. If you don't have one, here, I'm going to give it to you right now. And if you're in the land business, if you're in the house flipping business or wholesaling business, close your ears for just a minute. No, 2 minutes. You want to buy properties, if you're west of the Mississippi, for about $100 an acre or less, or $500 per lot. And that's your criteria. And then the other four A's, or the other three A's, I should say, the better the deal. I mean, the more of three A's, of the three A's that they have, the ones that we just described, the better. If you're east of the Mississippi, you want to kind of be in a vacation lot scenario. Northern Michigan, there's tons of stuff on the East Coast that's close to little quaint communities. All over North Carolina, we buy property there all the time. Florida. Then, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 you want to pay to buy the properties and sell them on terms to people in Craigslist or whoever's looking for a vacation spot, and the four A's still apply there. There's your acquisition criteria. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to develop your own and offshoot it, and there's all kinds of ways. If you go into Success Plant and type that in and just look at what people are buying and how they're using the data to doorstep product that we have, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own offshoot of it, but that happens to be ours, and we've been doing it for 15 years.
I tell people to write it down too. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. serious. I don't think it's crazy.
Get a whiteboard.
Write it down. Have your clearly defined acquisition criteria. This is going to save you, especially when you're new. Write it down. Have it taped on your computer, like Jack said, on the wall. I'm looking for this kind of property. This is the size. I'm willing to go up to X price. Have that already in your head too. What your budget's going to be. Period. And if it doesn't meet your budget, move on to the next one. And then also have the four A's right there in front of you, and be thinking about that all the time. And if you stick to that, before you know it, you'll have gone through 30, 40, 50 accepted offers, and you picked out five that you love, that you bought. And you still might come circle back around to the other ones, but you pick the five best ones and you're working on those and you're on your way, it's just don't make it difficult.
Well said.
Thank you.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Inspire us, Jill.
Are you only trying to change or not only, but are you trying to change things? No, let me back up here. Are you only trying to change those things that you can control? My point is, stop trying to change things you can't control. You should really only be focusing on those that you can. For example, people. Seriously, no, I'm not trying. Poor Jack. Jack looks at Jill's inspirational moment is all about Jack. No. Because I'm sliding in. That's really not where I'm going with that.
Every person in a interpersonal relationship, they should have a show like this.
Yeah, that's right. Because your significant other or partner can actually vent a little bit and you can't do anything about it.
This is a personal suggestion for me that everyone else is forced to listen to on the
show. No, it goes for me also. That's so funny. And you know what? You want to hear something really funny? You know who inspired this for me this morning? I read a Grant Cardone thing in Facebook. And that's why and it made me think a little bit. Whatever his comment was, it made me think. And I just was wanting to make everybody else think too. Stop trying to change things that you have no control over. Only focus on the things that you do have control over. And, people's one of them. I mean, there's many, many other good examples, but you're not going to change people, but you can change how you react to them. And you can change how they affect you, and you can change how you continue on your day,
You know what you can control? You have a tremendous amount of control over, and our new members don't understand it until they get into it. The price that you pay for a piece of property.
Yes.
Here's how you lose control of the price that you pay for a property. You send out a postcard or some crazy thing like that. And then you say, hey, I'm thinking about buying your property. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to call you and they're going to talk about it and nothing's going to happen. Or you can send them an offer and say, in 30 seconds or less, I'm going to pay $500 for your property. Take it or leave it. Yes or no. And that's exactly what's going to happen. A certain percentage are going to take it. You have control over the price that you pay for property. If they say no, then open the next letter that came back.
Exactly.
And if that person says no, on and on and on. And if you get to the last letter and everybody said no, send out more mail because they will come back. Go on Success Plan. So you can control a lot of stuff that you think you can't control.
Exactly.
People, for sure, you can't control.
No. Never.
Take it from Jill. If anybody can... never mind.
Oh, my gosh.
That backfired on you, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of not being able to control anybody, I can't control where I'm trying to go on this moment. That's okay. You know what? I'm not going to let it affect me. I can control myself, and I'm going to roll with it, and I'm going to have fun with it, and everybody listening gets it.
On that Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how they control each other with information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want, like controlling people.
We use control. Every day, we use our control and control over other things to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. You're cracking me up.
Speaking of control, that's so funny.
You're cracking me up.
No, you know, it's I feel a little bad, Jack. I don't mean to. I don't want you looking at all my inspirations, saying that they're directly. For you, because they sincerely are for me and everybody else, and you're a byproduct, so that's good.
We're all just horsing around a little bit. Well, we're learning stuff and horsing around. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
No, I love your inspirational stuff, most of them.
Well, the truth is, I think our listeners know this, that we don't rehearse this. I mean, we have our topics and things
that's
figured out, but we don't rehearse it
that's
together.
Pretty obvious, yeah.
We want to inspire each other and surprise each other and really get real reactions. There's plenty of things that we rehearse ahead of time, but this show is not one of them.
I do this podcast because it's the greatest way to not work during the middle of the day there ever was.
Yes. There you go. That should be another thing. Are you trying to get out of work? Start a podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's a whole show.
Yep. Good.
Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.